Unit 7.
Thank you so much for agreeing to record today. So, question 1. Do you or does anyone you know use sign language?
Yes, I'm a teacher of the deaf, so some of the children I teach use sign language, and also I have 2 deaf colleagues.
Right, you're a teacher of the deaf, so your answer to the next question is going to be yes. Question 2. Have you ever seen someone use sign language? If so, where?
Yes, some of the children in my class use British Sign Language to communicate. 2 of my colleagues at school are also deaf, and they use BSL as their first language. I use British Sign Language myself to communicate with the children and my deaf colleagues.
I see. So you use BSL regularly. Question 3. Do you think deaf children should be taught sign, or should they try to lip read and communicate in spoken or written language?
I think deaf children should learn to communicate in the way that suits them best. Some will be able to hear some speech and learn to lip read. Some will need to use sign language or prefer to use sign language. It should be the choice of the individual child.
Thank you. Well, this is the last question. Number 4. Do you know any English signs or your own language's sign?
I know British Sign Language. I learned sign language in London, England. 15 years later, I moved to Edinburgh in Scotland. I found that Scotland has a different version of British Sign Language. Many signs are different, for example, colours and days of the week.
Really? I had no idea. That's really interesting. Well, thank you very much for recording today.